This is the law of existence. Truth cannot be conquered, but it can be invited. One has to be a host for the ultimate guest. That's what I call meditation. It makes you empty of all rubbish. It empties you completely so you become spacious, receptive, sensitive, vulnerable, available. And all those qualities make you passionately inviting. An invitation for the unknown. An invitation for the unnameable. An invitation for that which will make your life a fulfillment, without which life is just an exercise in utter futility. But one cannot do anything more than that. Just offer an invitation and wait. This is what I call prayer. An invitation and waiting in deep trust that it is going to happen. And it happens. It has always happened. Esitamo sanantano, says Buddha. This is the ultimate law of existence. The day Buddha died, in the morning he gathered all his disciples, all his sannyasins, and told them, "The last day has come now. My boat has arrived and I have to leave. This has been a beautiful journey, a beautiful togetherness. If you have any questions to ask, you can ask them. But I will not be available to you physically anymore." A great silence fell on the disciples, a great sadness. And Buddha laughed and said, "Don't be sad, because that's what I've been teaching you again and again. Everything that begins, ends. Now let me teach you by my death, too. As I've been teaching you through my life, let me teach you through my death, too." Nobody could gather the courage to ask a question. Their whole life they had asked thousands and thousands of questions, and this was not a moment to ask anything. They were not in the mood. They were crying and weeping. So Buddha said, "Goodbye. If you don't have any questions, then I will depart." He sat under the tree with closed eyes and he disappeared from the body. In the Buddhist tradition, this is called the first meditation, to disappear from the body. It means to disidentify yourself from the body, to know totally and absolutely, "I am not the body." A question is bound to arise in your mind. Had Buddha not known it before? He had known it before, but a person like a Buddha then has to create some device so that just a little bit of him remains connected with the body. Otherwise, he would have died long before. 42 years before he would have died. The day his enlightenment happened, he would have died. Out of compassion, he created a desire, the desire to help people. It is a desire, and it keeps you attached to the body. He created a desire to help people. "Whatsoever I have known, I have to share." If you want to share, you will have to use the mind and the body. That small part remained attached. Now he cuts even that small root in the body. He becomes disidentified from the body. The first meditation complete, the body is left. Then the second meditation, the mind is dropped. He had dropped the mind long before. It was dropped as a master, but as a servant who is still used. Now it is not even needed as a servant. It is utterly dropped, totally dropped. And then the third meditation, he dropped his heart. It had been needed up to now. He had been functioning through the heart. Otherwise, compassion would not have been possible. He had been the heart. Now he disconnects from the heart.